Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Every year we celebrate this votive mass of the Holy Spirit to ask the Holy Spirit to guide judges and attorneys and law school professors and students and public servants in the exercise of your duties in the light of God's higher law, apart from which there is no true justice. That is why the legal profession is an art requiring insight into the human condition, not an exact science. And this requires you to exercise prudence, the most important of the four cardinal virtues. The other three are justice, fortitude, and temperance. Cardinal is the Latin word for hinge. And we call these cardinal virtues because all the other virtues are built on them. Prudence is what enables us to discern and achieve the true good in the actual circumstances that we face. And you might remember that last year I described it as the chariot of the virtues, because it guides us in the exercise of the other virtues. And in fact, that's why your profession is called jurisprudence. Juris is the law, and jurisprudence is the prudent application of the law, legal and moral principles, applying these to particular cases. If these moral principles are forgotten, you have legalism, not jurisprudence. Prudence keeps us focused realistically on the good we hope to achieve and the evil we hope to avoid. In today's gospel, Jesus is challenged by the scribes and the Pharisees, two groups of people who usually disagreed with each other because generally they approached the law from opposite directions. The scribes, who oftentimes are called the lawyers in some parts of the New Testament, were minimalists. They were experts in finding loopholes in the law in areas that conflicted with their own self-interest. So they would find these loopholes. The Pharisees were maximalists. They applied the law very strictly. Indeed, the word Pharisee originally meant separated ones because of their strict application of religious law. Jesus himself was a Pharisee, as can be seen from the fact that people called Jesus Rabbi, which was one of the titles used for Pharisees. But like us, we have a higher expectation of our own people than we might from other people. So also Jesus holds his own people to a higher standard. And so we repeatedly see Jesus trying to develop in his hearers the virtue of prudence, challenging them to move beyond the strict letter of the law to its prudent application in particular cases, in the light of that higher law before which all other laws must give way. In today's gospel, the issue was Jesus healing a man in clear violation of the religious law prohibiting work on the Sabbath. He challenged his hearers. I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save a life rather than to destroy it? Notice here, Jesus is making a distinction between doing good for others on the Sabbath and doing work for one's own benefit on the Sabbath. a distinction which in Jesus' time the loophole-seeking scribes had not yet noticed. Looking all around, Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and the hand was restored. The scribes and the Pharisees, usually at each other, became enraged with Jesus and discussed what they might do to him. If we forget that the purpose of the law is to do good, we have legalism, not jurisprudence. Prudence keeps us focused on the good we hope to achieve. We need to remind ourselves of this constantly, because our legal system is deficient in that area. We've all heard the refrain, "It's the law, it's the law, it's the law," most recently on the topic of undocumented immigration, as if the law itself were sacred, regardless of its provisions. We should never forget that segregation was a system of laws, totally legal and totally immoral. The inhumane treatment of Japanese Americans during World War II was totally legal and totally immoral. Jesus' example in today's gospel shows us that it is immoral to refuse to help someone in need, even if you have to break a man-made law to do so. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Or as Pope John Paul II said, "Beyond a certain point, unjust laws lose their binding force." Of course, we still might have to pay a heavy price for doing what is right. They didn't crucify Jesus for nothing. They crucified him because he broke human laws that were in conflict with divine law. It is for an increase of the Holy Spirit's guidance and illumination that we are gathered here to pray today. May God bless you in your exercise of the legal profession. May he bless us through you in your exercise of jurisprudence.